First, there have been thousands of opioid-related hospital visits in Wisconsin in recent years. The number increased from 2018 to 2019. The number of deaths from opioids saw a 9% increase in that time. Tackling the opioid crisis has been a goal for top officials in Wisconsin for years, and the state's Department of Justice says efforts involving two recently created prosecutor positions have helped. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joins us now. Attorney General Call, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, on Monday, the Department of Justice released a report about the work of these two assistant attorneys general aimed at getting a handle on illegal opioid activities. Give us some of the background of the creation of these positions and the goals.
These positions were created as part of the HOPE legislation that is a series of bills that have passed in the legislature over years. And these two positions in particular are designed to support the work being done by investigators and DAs to fight the opioid epidemic and the drug epidemic more broadly. So these are prosecutors who are based, one in Appleton and one in Wausau. We also have a third prosecutor who's based in Eau Claire. And what they can do is work on larger scale cases by working with investigators as those cases work their way up the chain and working with DA's offices so that we can target large scale traffickers of the most dangerous drugs for investigation and prosecution.
Can you talk about how the nature of the opioid crisis has changed? I know in some years past, the focus, a lot of it has been on legal medications used illegally in many ways. It sounds like you're saying it's moved beyond that now in many ways.
There has been a shift in the nature of the epidemic. We've seen decreasing prescription volumes with opioids. That's an encouraging sign. It means that there are fewer people who are likely to become addicted in the long term. But we have also seen an increase in illegal opioids, including heroin and fentanyl. And those drugs are particularly dangerous. Fentanyl is extremely potent and has been involved in a number of overdose deaths. So working to dismantle organizations that traffic those illegal drugs is one of the things we need to be doing to fight the epidemic as we're currently facing it.
Can you describe what these organizations, these trafficking organizations, look like in Wisconsin?
Well, usually these trafficking organizations span not only across states, but across countries. And as illegal drugs come into the state, they're then distributed at an individual level. So what we want to do with these investigations is work our way up the supply chains so that we can cut off the supply of those drugs higher up the chain and stop them from coming into our communities. One thing I want to emphasize about fentanyl in particular, though, is first, it's extraordinarily potent. But secondly, it's often used by mixing it with other drugs. And so in some cases, people think they are using one illegal substance, but it also includes fentanyl. And so people may not realize the danger of the product they're taking. It's one of the reasons people need to seek out treatment if they're struggling with substance use disorder.
With these new prosecutorial positions, what kind of things do you see them having accomplished?
There are two big things that these positions allow us to do. One is, as I mentioned, it allows investigators to work on longer-term investigations where we work those cases up the chain of supply. Our DA's offices are understaffed, and although there were additional positions provided recently, they're still often responding to cases that have been brought to them from investigators. These additional positions allow for a more focused effort on long-term investigations where we're going after the large-scale traffickers. The other thing is these folks are able to bring expertise in prosecuting these cases in particular. And one of the types of cases they work on are what are known as Len bias homicide cases, reckless homicide cases where somebody distributed drugs and that caused the death of another person. They are able to bring their expertise so that those cases are handled professionally and that justice is able to be achieved in those cases.
On a concrete level, has this led to more successful prosecutions of those two kinds of cases?
I think it has, yes. And there are dozens and dozens of cases that these regional prosecutors have worked on. You know, the drug epidemic is a massive problem, and there are a lot of things we need to be doing to fight it. Not only holding accountable drug traffickers, but also holding accountable pharmaceutical companies that engaged in false and deceptive marketing practices, investing in treatment, and also investing in prevention and education so that people don't become addicted. But this is, in my view, an important piece of the puzzle as we work to fight this epidemic.
Talking to Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call about efforts to stop the tide, to turn the tide against opioid addiction here in the state. And you were just mentioning, I've heard a lot of people from law enforcement and treatment and beyond saying we can't just prosecute our way or arrest our way out of these problems. Are there things we're doing here in Wisconsin or could do for the drug users, the people who are addicted, to help them get into treatment before they find themselves in the criminal justice system?
Yeah, I think there's a lot we could be doing on that front, and that is also a very important component of the fight against substance use disorder. And we've seen the impact that isolation and that mental health challenges can have in exacerbating the problem we face as we've been dealing with this pandemic. We've seen an increase in people who are dealing with mental health struggles and an increase in overdoses. So there are a number of things we can be doing. One is making sure that people who are struggling with substance use disorder have access to treatment is critical. Right now, we just don't have as many treatment options as we need to have to provide the services that we should be providing. Secondly, if people end up in the criminal justice system because of an addiction, trying to divert those cases so that people are able to get treatment rather than end up incarcerated if the key problem is an addiction is another important step. And one thing we can do to help more people get access to treatment is to expand Medicaid, which would provide health insurance coverage to tens of thousands of additional Wisconsinites.
I've talked to some of your predecessors in the Attorney General post about things like drug drop-off campaigns where people can dispose of their prescription drugs to make sure they don't get misused. Is that something we're still doing here in Wisconsin?
It is, and we have another Drug Take Back Day coming up soon, and we encourage Wisconsinites who have unused and unwanted prescription drugs to take advantage of that opportunity and to return those drugs safely to a drop box. One of the ways that people can become addicted is by using prescriptions that were prescribed for somebody else that may be left in a medicine cabinet unattended to. So by disposing of those unused medications properly, you can help keep people safe in Wisconsin.
Do you worry that we're taking our eye off the ball when it comes to opioid addiction, given the very real problem of the COVID-19 pandemic capturing a lot of our public health and media attention right now?
Well, I wouldn't say that we're taking our eye off the ball because I think people continue to recognize how important it is that we continue fighting this epidemic. But I would say that the pandemic has exacerbated this problem because as more people are isolated, they don't have the kind of social interactions that they would normally. We've seen that impact people in a number of ways, including increasing substance use disorder. And what this does is it's a reminder of the importance of working to fight the drug epidemic, working to get people the treatment and the support that they need.
There have been lawsuits against some of the pharmaceutical companies involved in that. What is Wisconsin's role in that, if any?
I think a key part of fighting this epidemic is to get accountability from pharmaceutical companies that engaged in false and deceptive practices that contributed to the epidemic. That's the right thing to do because they should be held accountable, but it also is going to help get the state resources that we can invest in things like treatment and prevention and education. We filed suit last year against Purdue Pharma for its role in this epidemic. They declared bankruptcy, but that case is ongoing. And we also joined multi-state investigations into opioid distributors who also have been alleged to have played a role in this epidemic.
In our last few moments, what are you looking to as next steps in combating opioid addiction here in Wisconsin?
Well, one of the key steps is the one you just mentioned, which is holding pharmaceutical companies accountable so that we can bring resources into the state of Wisconsin, but also continuing to expand treatment and diversion programs so that people who are struggling are able to get the help that they need, and then continuing to invest in the kind of long-term investigations and prosecutions of high-level traffickers that can disrupt and dismantle drug trafficking organizations. I think those are all key parts.
Attorney General Call. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Josh Call is the Attorney General for the state of Wisconsin. He joined us today to talk about the Department of Justice's work aimed at stopping the flow of illegal opioid drugs in the state.